A lot of different routes can be taken into college coaching, and while being a high school coach had been a lifelong plan for Ethan Morris, becoming a graduate assistant at Harding University happened in a matter of days.
So I played at West Texas A&M. I always knew I wanted to be a coach. And, you know, when I got done, some of my college coaches were like, hey, you may want to be a graduate assistant and you didn't go the college route. And I was like, nah, you know, I kind of grew up from a family that didn't have a lot of money, and I was tired of not having money. So I was like, I applied for 2 GA jobs, never followed up on them. And from there, I was like, well, maybe it's just the high school is the route to go for me. So I took a teaching and coaching job down in Houston area at East Bernard High School and loved it, loved the kids, loved the community. I mean, it was a great place to be at. And crazy thing is while I was there, I guess it was like the second to last day of the first semester, Colby Carthel, who's the head coach at Texas A&M Commerce, his dad was my head coach at WT, and he was a coach of mine at WT, got in contact with me and were like, hey, there's this GA job at Harding University. It's in Arkansas. You know, they just went 13-1 this last year. And, you know, we know the coaches there. We think it'd be a good spot for you to get into the college level and go to the college ranks. And I was like, wow, like, I don't know. You know, I'm at a good spot already. And call and talk to the coaches. And they knew the coaches over at Commerce, and all those guys were at West Texas when I was playing. So I don't know. It was just like one of those things where it happened so fast where I was like, well, maybe God's telling me something that I need to be somewhere else. And literally talked to him 2 days before the last, you know, it was like Thursday. The next day was the last day of the semester. And then he called me on the following Monday. I was like, hey, he's like, the GA job's yours if you want it. And I was, you know, like I said, you know, it happened so fast where I think God was pushing me into a different direction. And so, I took the job on a limb and didn't even go out there to check it out. I just did my research online, and, you know, I trusted my old coaches, and they were telling me how great of a staff they were. And so it kind of just happened like that in a matter of, like, 3 or 4 days. It was just one of those things where I was coaching a basketball game on Friday, and then next thing you know, I'm moving to Arkansas on Sunday or Saturday, so.
As a young coach on a new staff, Morris explained that it can be difficult to find where you fit. But the college coaching world is always moving, and with a lot of connections comes a lot of luck.
It all happened so fast. Mm-hmm. The first time that me and the head coach talked, he was just telling me, he said, hey, you know, it's yours. The job's yours. You know, I can give you some places to live. Like, you know, here's a couple places of apartments you can check out. To live in. And literally, like, after we got off the phone, he texted me 30 minutes later and was like, hey, my father-in-law, other side of the duplex is up for rent if you want to live in it, and he stays on the other side. So, I mean, it just all worked out well. I live in a house out probably 10-15 minutes from campus, kind of out in the boondocks, but it's nice. It's, you know, it's cheap, and I was living out there by myself for probably 6 or 7 months. And another crazy story is one of my old teammates was working at a bank, and I knew he wanted to get into college coaching. And then we had a wide receiver. He played wide receiver at West Texas A&M too. And we had a wide receiver's GA spot open up. So I called him and talked him out of working at the bank because he was miserable. And he came out there, and he's my roommate now. We GA together, live together, and we've spent 5 years at West Texas together. Now we've been at Harding for almost a year now together. And it's uncommon how everything has just lined up so far with, you know, how fast it happened, the roommate situation to him now being there and me having someone that, you know, because it's really common for you to not know anybody if you go take a GA job somewhere. But now I have someone that I spent 5 years with. And, you know, the youngest full-time staff coach on our, or like youngest guy that's full-time staff on our coaching staff is 28, and he's married. All the other ones are, you know, in their 40s or 50s. And, you know, there's another GA, two GAs, three of them actually. One of them you know, when I first got there, one of them wasn't there for very long, so there was only two of us, and the other one was married. So I had one other guy to hang out with. But other than that, yeah, me and him, and he was from Georgia, so it was pretty much just me and him hanging out all the time. We really didn't know anybody, which, I mean, that can be hard going to a place where you don't know anybody, but we were, you know, of course, working all the time in football. But so, yeah, I mean, it was just me and him. But now that, you know, Dimitri's there with me, it's kind of like, it's back to our old college days where we're always together hanging out and stuff. So it makes it a lot of fun. And he, you know, with me, I coach the cornerbacks, and he coaches the receivers, and we do one-on-ones every day. So it's kind of fun for us to get after it and compete like we used to back in the old college days.
While most careers call for set hours, working a regular schedule might be a foreign concept as a young grad assistant. And while the season is strenuous, the off-season isn't much easier.
I mean, I live a long distance away from home, and driving's usually not something that bothers me. But, yeah, you know, usually, like right now, this is a really, you know, just a downtime traveling-wise. But we're always evaluating film and watching guys to get ahead, because recruiting just, you know, all about building a relationship and with the kid and the family, and, you know, letting them know that their son's going to be taken care of. Because I know that's a big question when I was getting recruited. My mom wanted to make sure that I was going to be at a place that I was, you know, building a relationship with coaches, that because I'd be around them for 4 to 5 years, and that she knew that I'd be taken care of whenever I went home or whenever I left home. And it's kind of the same thing, you know, here in the next month or two is when they'll start picking back up again, and we'll go start going to see, you know, kids at schools and meeting with coaches and building a relationship with them, and just letting them know that if they send, you know, one of their student athletes to our school, that they're going to be taken care of. But usually, you know, once signing day hits, it's kind of real quiet and not as much traveling as it was, you know, with us playing. So, like, this year we got on the road late, and it was just nonstop for a month and a half, 2 months of trying to go see kids and parents and have in-home visits and going to school to meet up with people. And it can be taxing, but at the same time, you know, if you want to get the kids that you really are shooting for in order to make your program that much better, you got to do it.
Always looking for a way to compete, Morris has big dreams for his career. But when it's all said and done, he just hopes he's made an impact.
Of course, you know, I've always wanted to be the best at everything that I've done. And, you know, I always joke with my friends and tell them that, you know, if Alabama's on TV and they see Nick Saban, I always tell them that's going to be me one day, and that's what I shoot for and strive for. And, you know, if I get the opportunity, I'll be, you know, really blessed, and I think it'd be great. And that's what I want to do. But if it doesn't, I'm going to do whatever, you know, God's plan is for me, and going to do it to the best of my ability. And just hope, you know, whatever, whether it be Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, wherever I end up, I just want to impact kids' lives and just make sure that whatever university or institution I'm at, that they leave with a, you know, a good degree, a solid foundation. They become a better person, a better, you know, husband, father, grandfather when they leave there. And, you know, I really do believe that, you know, what you do off the field as a person and as the way you grow will lead to wins and victories, and those will take care of itself. But just make sure that I'm at a place to where, you know, kids can get a good education and can grow as a person, like I said, and be a good person of the society that we live in today.